The sources I believe he had about, I'd say about 6 sisters and 2 brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And all of them grew up over there.
Oh, shit. Oh, your grandparents on your mother's side, do you know much about them?
Yeah, I know more about them than I know about them. My grandmother and my grandfather grew up here. I mean, grew up in Shreveport.
You think they were both born there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then they kind of stay just outside the city limits where I used to stay at.
There was that, you said you were born in Shreveport. Was that actually in the city, or were you born in a hospital in the city?
Yeah, I was born in a hospital in the city.
Yeah, I see.
And I used to go to school in the city.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My grandmother, I don't know about her schooling, but she used to work as a, as a maid and a babysitter, stuff like that.
Right.
And she used to work at this, I believe it was a pie factory, something like that.
In Shreveport?
Mm-hmm. And my grandfather, worked up on the lake, worked this landing where people bring their boats down.
Mm-hmm.
And he made pretty good money because he sent my mother to school on what he made.
Mm-hmm. That was in the Shreveport area?
Mm-hmm. Down by the lake, Cross Lake in Shreveport.
Cross Lake?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Know anything about his school? You mentioned your great-grandmother that was on your father's side that was 100 and something. You don't happen to know where she grew up, did you?
No.
Do you know anything at all about your earlier ancestry, earlier than your grandparents?
Just that one great-grandmother, that's all.
Okay. What was the name of the place on the outskirts of Shreveport that you mentioned where you grew up? Did it have a name?
No, it was just Jefferson Page Road.
Mm-hmm. How far out was that?
It was about, at the time, it was about almost 2 miles out. But now it's right there, it's about a tenth of a mile from the city. You know how the city stretched on out.
Yeah. Okay. And you're not married?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get on into the questions then and see how far we can get in the time remaining. Talking about Shreveport, do people talk about the cities having major sections like the north side or south side? I think you mentioned an Allendale section. Mm-hmm. Is the city divided into sections that have names?
Relatively. They don't divide them into large major sections. Like, they have, talking about neighborhoods, different neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have, the black areas are Hollywood Heights, Moortown, Fairlawn, Queensborough,